Meanwhile, New York, Maryland, and Delaware among states expanding eligibility for the vaccine. As of today, people over 16 can sign up for vaccination. President Biden getting low marks for the way the administration is handling the border crisis, especially when it comes to unaccompanied children. There's a new poll by the AP and the NORC Center for Public Affairs Research. On Wall Street this morning, stocks which had been negative now turning around and are in positive territory. The NASDAQ 21 points higher, while the S&P is up 6 points. More details at srnnews.com.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 3388 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 3388. Enjoy.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. I have another great day to tell you about as our storm-free pattern continues for now, but some weather changes are coming up later in the week. Today, sunshine, warming trend continues, high in the lower 80s. Tonight, mostly clear, not as cool, overnight low 54. Tomorrow, high temperature in the low to mid 80s, slight chance of showers by Wednesday afternoon, scattered showers and thunderstorms by late Wednesday night, but becoming more likely Thursday. Thursday's high right around 80. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASC Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 1.99% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASC. Equal opportunity lender.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
Have you ever noticed that many car dealers start their commercials with, "It's the best sale of the year. Push, pull, or drag your old vehicle in. No offer will be refused." At Larry Puckett Chevrolet, they don't make outrageous claims and have all that fast talk at the end of their commercials. They just offer great deals month in and month out. In April, you can save up to $6,500 on a new Silverado. Get 15% off the MSRP on a new Malibu or Equinox and save up to 17% on a new Trax. Larry Puckett has a great selection of pre-owned cars and trucks, all makes and models. If you have an extra vehicle that you want to sell, bring it in for an instant cash offer. They're paying top dollar to keep their lot full. Remember, LP doesn't just stand for Larry Puckett. It stands for the lowest prices in the River Region. Come into the dealer that lets the customers do the talking. Larry Puckett Chevrolet on Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville, or look them up online at LarryPuckett.com.
Ah, springtime in Alabama, when a young man's fancy turns to tuning up his AC. Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing, your Bryan dealer. How can we make you smile?
Hi, Clark. I have a problem with my AC system.
What is it?
You know, the machine that cools my house?
Right. I'm on my way. Tell me, how long has it sounded like this?
A year, or two, or maybe five.
Son, you ought to join the Clark Club.
I don't play golf.
No, no. This is a program that automatically includes spring and fall tune-ups for your cooling and heating system.
Oh, so I won't forget.
Exactly. Just $159 a year includes two tune-ups, plus members get a lower service fee and great discounts on repairs and supplies like filters and thermostats.
Perfect. Hey, can I also get a reminder about my anniversary?
You're on your own there, kid. To keep your AC system running great, better call Clark. Visit ClarkComfort.com for more information.
Bryant, whatever it takes, better call Clark. $159 Clark Club price covers one system with discounts for additional systems. Alabama certification 99004.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
This is Jim Smith with Adams Drugs. Adams Drugs has been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for over a decade and have gone from 7 stores to 12 stores. We attribute our success for what they've done for us. Thank you, Blue Water Broadcasting.
Radio advertising is the only word of mouth you control. It adds credibility, creates emotional response, and attracts new customers. Find out how Blue Water Broadcasting can grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. Oh, we're still talking about the Hunter Biden laptop thing.
I read more of his stuff last night.
I'm done with it. The fix is in. Who cares about this guy's crap life?
It's not that. The way I look at it, Joey, I feel sorry for Biden, the whole thing.
Yeah.
But then I see his son and what a total dumpster fire of a kid he's got.
Yeah.
And everything, if anything could be done to save that kid, they did it. They did it. And that it's just horrible. That makes me feel horrible for Biden because he's got just a rotten kid. Mm-hmm. Rotten.
Let's go to the phones, talk to Ray Bowles. Hey, Ray.
Well, hey, Ray.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing? It's good to be able to talk to y'all again.
Yeah.
You too, Ray.
Yeah.
How was yesterday, buddy?
It was fine, but I had this tick going on all day long because I couldn't get my news radio fixed.
That's what I thought.
I believe it.
That's what I thought. That whole tick was, and this morning I got up and cut it on first thing when I got in the car. I said, oh, hallelujah, they're working.
Hey, I've got a question for you, Ray. I had a client reach out to me yesterday. He's probably reaching out to you today. He wanted to know, with old carpet, once you come and replace all the carpet and vinyl in his house, who is responsible for the getting rid of the product, old product?
We are.
That's what I told him, but I wanted to make sure.
Because really, I mean, you don't want it sitting out in front of the house, and the neighbor's looking at y'all ugly, and it kills the grass, and then there's always scraps everywhere. Now, we haul everything off. We have a dump. We recycle what we can, and the rest of it goes to the landfill.
Excellent. I told him that, but I told him to listen to the show, and you would have an answer for him. So he'll probably be calling you this afternoon.
Nice.
And we're going to move your furniture. We're going to take everything up. We're going to put it back like we found it. All we ask the customer to do is to move the breakable. So in other words, if you can move it, move it. If it takes you and somebody else, we move it.
Right.
Good.
It's the easiest way to explain it. And the other thing we don't do is paint. We're not painters.
Ah.
We're not plumbers.
Good
we're
to
not
know.
Electricians. We're not yard people. We are flooring guys, and that's all we do. We do it very well.
Yes, y'all do.
Yeah.
And we're very good looking as well. So we're not only professional, but we're good looking professional.
All right now.
So I mean, we just hit all the marks.
That checks all my boxes.
Actually. Yeah, it checks all the boxes. So what we do is we make it as painless as possible for you guys. from the time we walk in with that frame measurement until the time we walk out, finishing the job up.
So, folks, y'all give Prattville Carpet a call, 285-8117. Again, that number, 285-8117. And be sure to tell them you heard Ray Bowles here on News and Views from 9 till noon.
Hey, if y'all need anything at all, give us a call. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Ray.
Thanks, Ray.
Take care, brother.
272-9228. Yeah, I mentioned earlier, $3 billion just to sit down with Biden. Iran wants $3 billion. No, do you think they were sitting back in Tehran going, hey, let's see if they'll do it?
Yeah. What do they got to lose, dude?
I don't know, their heads?
What kills me is they're coming to the table as if they have the power. Mm. Okay, they are the negotiating from strength. And they are not. However, being who we have in the White House, I can see why they think that way. I mean, they basically got Obama 2.0. We can give us some more money. What did he give us last time? Let's double it.
All right. Just to follow up on this MLB thing.
Mm-hmm.
They did move the All-Star game to Denver, Colorado. By the way, Colorado has voter ID laws.
The same as Georgia?
No. They have less early voting days in Georgia.
Wait a minute. They're more stringent?
Yeah.
But you know what they do have, Joey?
Mm.
They got a pool at their stadium, and I dig that.
Well, that is pretty cool. I mean, who needs to go watch baseball at a baseball game when you can drink Mai Tais out by the pool with little umbrellas in your cup, right?
Exactly.
Thanks, Eddie. But yeah, the MLB did remove the All-Star game from Atlanta, and they've moved it to Denver, Colorado. Well, Colorado requires proof of ID when casting a ballot to vote, but also has fewer early voting days in Georgia. It just reveals the absurdity of all this and how most of this is just narrative management, narrative maintenance. They're covering their tracks. It's not that we didn't steal it. We were, in fact, the protectors of our democracy. And you're trying to disenfranchise people and their vote. It's an amazing comeback in insurance policy. Half the time, I don't think they expect to get HR 1 passed or anything. That would be icing on the cake if they did. That'd be the gravy. You know, you don't want to mix metaphors there, right? You. But anyway, yeah, this is not a serious effort about voting. This is all about power management, narrative management. And we'll see where it goes in the next few months. As we get closer and closer to the midterm.
What are they going to do about all the other games we're going to play in Georgia this year? You know, Atlanta's Braves are
like
still
the
playing.
The Falcons and the Braves.
Right.
And
I mean, so they took the...
Do you think they really care?
Who is they?
The Major League Baseball.
No.
Yeah. Well, they care about their standing somewhat.
Well...
But they don't really care in their heart of hearts.
No.
They're not idiots.
Or they wouldn't be... Like I said, on the other side of the coin is China.
We'll see. Red Top, welcome.
What's up, Red Top?
Hey, fellas. Good morning to you.
Good morning, brother. Good to hear from you.
Yes, really. And yesterday was so bizarre. I don't think I've ever encountered a radio station off the air for the whole damn day. And I was starting to wonder, you know, y'all have some very strong opinions. And the government probably doesn't like a whole hell of a lot of your opinions, much less mine. They probably would love to shut the radio station off just to get rid of me.
Right, right. Well, I mean, actually, if that was the reason, I'd be like, you know what? I was going to protest, but that Red Top guy does need to be shown what's what.
Well, Red Top keeps calling into NPR stations and shows, so yeah.
Eddie, they have banned me a long time ago.
They take no calls from Montgomery, Alabama anymore.
Well, it's amazing how fast, whenever I say where I'm from and what my name is, how quick they say, well, we've already discussed that subject. Bye-bye. But you know what? I did sneak in on them three times, Eddie, and I got them good.
That's just hysterical.
So, they're wise, man. Those they don't figure it out. Now, let's get back to Iran.
All right.
Iran's been on the verge of a nuclear weapon and attacking us for 35 years.
Correct.
Since before Joey was born, Joey, they were almost on the verge. They were had the centrifuge spinning, ready to load the bombs up 35 years ago.
You don't say. Propaganda? Really?
Yeah. Okay, so I've been hearing this crap for a long time. And United States has already blown it. China just signed the huge Belt and Road Initiative, 40-year deal, or was it 20 years for $40 billion. I'm sorry. I can't keep up with it.
Who'd they sign it with?
Yeah, who's the other party in that?
With China.
Iran did that with China?
Where have you guys been?
Or China did it for Iran. Which way?
No, I'm trying to clarify what you said.
China has been working on this deal with Iran as far as this Belt and Road Initiative for years.
Okay.
And they just signed it last weekend. It is finalized. It's on for 40 years, I do believe.
They're coming in for some of that Iran land.
Well, good for them, and that government contract will really work out well.
This is to develop infrastructure just like they've done in Africa and everywhere else.
And then they take
really
a chunk of
the
land.
It's really one of the final legs of their Belt and Road Initiative. Yeah.
When they can't pay, they take chunks of land, which is great for the Chinese. It's just a horrible deal for all these other countries, but that's what their government... You know, their government allows that to happen.
Well, yeah, yeah. So, I mean, in other words, we have lost our negotiating.
Yeah.
They don't need... They're getting $40 billion from China. That may be... Tell you the truth, that may be just over 10 years. So they're going to be getting a lot of money. And Chinese have no intention of slowing down their nuclear production. So, and Vladimir Putin, as of yesterday, can be president up until 2036, which he will be.
He will be.
No doubt. I mean, even if he stepped out and let Medvedev or some other, you know,
Quickly, gentlemen, we need to pass the lottery law here. Stop sending our money to Georgia.
Amen.
This is a priority right now. We need to get the medical marijuana bill passed instead of sending all our patients to Georgia, Florida, Tennessee, and Mississippi, where they can get it. Chuck Schumer is about to introduce completely decriminalizing marijuana this year.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, the Democrats, because the Republicans are too stupid to do it. And according to Josh Boone, and I believe him on Sunday morning, the voice of Alabama politics, this will be the most restrictive medical marijuana bill
in the nation. In the nation, that's correct.
Yeah, and so we need to get off our butt.
It's almost like I've been talking about it for months.
Yep. Thank you, gentlemen.
Hey, Red Top.
Thanks, Red.
Yes, sir.
Hey, quick question. Did you see where the Grove Court apartments are going to be redeveloped now? Somebody else has bought them out. I didn't know if you were familiar with that.
Off of West Ferry.
Yes.
Very interesting.
Yeah. A big company bought them out, and they are going to redo them all. They went in there yesterday, fenced it up, started tearing down the overbrush. That place has been there forever, and the reason I'm asking you, because you're a long-time Montgomery, and that place has been there forever.
Yes.
I don't know.
Oh, I know the neighborhood would be happy about that.
Yeah, I don't know what happened to it. How did it go south when it did, do you know?
Most likely, like most of the properties in Delray and around that area, the original owners died off, and whoever the heirs were decided not to reinvest or take care of it. And just ended up selling out. So that's the most likely scenario.
That's what I was wondering. Those are nice apartments. Or they will be, yeah.
Yes, just in an obtuse location, but a very good property.
Mm-hmm. All right, Red Top, man. I appreciate it, brother.
Thank you very much.
See you, man. Loves Red Top. He knows Montgomery pretty well. He's no Jack Quest, but he's pretty close.
Yeah, he doesn't know as much as Jack by any means.
No.
When it comes to where things are located or other heady issues. Especially the Alabama legislature.
Yeah?
You know, when you're a kid, you're like, I want to grow up and I want to be a member of Congress.
Nope.
Like, could you shoot a little higher than that, kid?
Never said that. Not once.
Never said that?
Nope.
No, so you were a late bloomer when it came to following the politics.
No, I just knew it was a scam.
Okay, here, you don't even have to answer this. We're going to just bring it right on air. News and Views, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hi, this is Karen.
Hey, Karen. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. But y'all are wrong on the Grove Court.
Okay, tell me.
It's on Court Street, over by the interstate.
Yes, you're right. It's 559 South Court Street. You're exactly right.
Yeah. And they're gorgeous. Back in the day, I went to a party there in the 70s.
Mm.
Those are gorgeous.
Well, they're definitely unique as far as their how they're built and all.
The architecture
is amazing.
Beautiful.
For that time, that's amazing. And again, in Montgomery, we don't have a whole lot of unique places like that. So I'm excited to see them.
What, you went back to this, you're there in the 70s, what kind of party was it?
Yeah,
you
baby.
Oh, I do, Karen, I do. Please, don't leave.
Please, Karen.
Don't tease me this way.
Until I'm only 67.
Yeah?
Yeah, all right.
What they going to do, come back and get me now?
Right. Right. So what kind of party was it?
Yeah, it was a wonderful party. But anyway, I just wanted to let you guys know where it was.
All right. Well, thank you, Karen. Bye.
Thanks, Karen. Uh-huh.
Now our minds are going to be racing on what kind of party it was.
We all know it was a Black Panther party.
I think so.
Oh, yeah.
That was very popular at that time.
I mean, radicalism.
Mm-hmm.
It's all the rage. Okay. By the way, did you see that Black Americans are now armed to the teeth more than ever in American history, some are saying?
Really?
Yeah, exercising their Second Amendment rights.
Good for them.
It's interesting to watch on Twitter. Like, there are a lot of conservatives and libertarians who are like, here, here. That's great.
Yeah.
And then a lot of folks from the left going, oh, you know, white conservatives ain't going to like this.
I'm all about it. The more people that own guns.
Sometimes the lost in translation stuff is like, I don't get it. And maybe, I'm sure, this is such a diverse country. I'm sure you can always find that person you're thinking of. They'll pop out, you know, and you tend to attract what you hate.
Yes, you do.
Mm-hmm. It's almost like it's a calling card to giving off a certain lure or scent to folks out there that are the ones that you always think are the bad guy. And that's a lesson for conservatives, too. You tend to attract what you hate. But I think it's a great thing.
I do, too. Well, it's funny you mention that. A friend of mine last night, we were talking about mud bogs, things I know you're not familiar with, and four-wheeling and mud bogs and that kind of thing. And there's a huge part. You would only think this would be a redneck, total white type thing. It is not. There are more Black people that participate in that than I would ever think in my life. And then I got to thinking, well, wait a minute. We're all here in the South. We're all, honest to God, we're all muddy rednecks at heart.
Oh,
I mean,
sure.
It's just the way it is. But it's so funny because my friend, they were at, I think there's a place in Dothan. And he was down there and he said, man, it was more Black and white people and everybody's just having a good time. It's just, and having fun in the mud, drinking, just having a good time in fellowship. No politics, no nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't understand.
Yeah, and
John,
you know,
Lennon,
I think
a lot of
folks need to remember the wisdom of, if not all the ages, at least the wisdom of some modern day sages. Like as Soren Kierkegaard said, when you label me, you negate me.
Oh, Lord, here we go.
Actually, I didn't get that from reading Kierkegaard. I remember it from Wayne's World.
That's something I can relate with, Joey.
Schwing.
Schwing, party on, Garth. But it's just.
Yeah, no, how people want to put things into boxes. And no, I think we should have a renaissance, if you will, of the Bill of Rights, of people embracing their God-given natural rights that the government is supposed to protect. It's the whole point and purpose of government. But now everybody views it as a social club or a massive social engineering club. Why? I saw this yesterday.
Yeah.
Biden and them did the Easter Bunny thing, and the Easter Bunny's got a giant mask. I didn't dream about this the other day.
Yeah.
I thought it was just some weird fantasy I'd wake up from a nightmare. But no, there it is. What in the world is that? What sort of weird LSD trip am I on right now where an Easter Bunny mascot who has a mask on top of a mask? What is this?
Narrative. If the bunny has the mask on, then you can wear the mask.
I don't want to wear the mask anymore, Eddie.
Well, and it's so funny because neither does most of the rest of the country. But this is the idiot that we have in the White House today.
It's not even a real bunny.
Huh?
It's not even a real bunny.
Who told you that?
That mascot. It's probably some dude who's smoking a cigarette out back.
You think it's Secret Service? That's the guy who screwed up on Secret Service. You got to play the Easter Bunny.
You got bunny duty this year.
That'll teach you to fall asleep on the job, buddy.
Gosh. No, it's literally, I'm talking to my brother last night.
Yeah.
And he's about to watch the championship game.
Yeah, yeah.
The end of the tournament.
Baylor won, by the way.
Yeah, I saw that. And I think he won some money.
Excellent.
Good for you. He won his work bracket.
Good for him.
I didn't watch much of the tourney this year.
Yeah.
But as I'm, like, we're talking about life, and game's about to start, and you can hear in the background, there's Jill Biden and Joe Biden.
And it's like, I know the pandemic has been hard, but we can all get through this together. I know you want to lighten up, but we're not out of the woods yet. And it's like they're training dogs. It's like, here's your little treat. Now sit.
Yeah.
I'm amazed at how well it works.
Were they at the game, or they do a...
No, it was a quick statement on the broadcast. What
a buzzkill.
It's just like... ridiculous. More news and views from 9 till noon when we come back. More ridiculousness after this.
And talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air is hiring. Discover the Dixie Difference, a level of excellence that my family has proudly provided its clients and staff since 1908. Apply at calldixie.com.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Hi, I'm Paul Doe. Me and my wife, Jessica, own the Seafood Beach over here in Perry Hill and Carmichael. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for going on 3 years now. It has been a great turnout. It's been a pleasure partnering with a local company like Blue Water. And if you have your own business, I suggest teaming up with a partner like Blue Water Broadcasting. It's a local company that helps local businesses.
Radio advertising is an investment in the success of your business. It grows traffic, creates demand, and generates more revenue. Call us and find out how. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now it's time for your space update for you nerds out there.
Nerds!
They rule the world, actually.
Yeah, I know. I seen some female hot nerds, too. Watch out, Joey.
Yeah, you ever bully any nerds in your life? You might want to call them up.
I got bullied.
And apologize. You know, like in Billy Madison, where he apologizes to the Steve Buscemi character?
Right.
Yeah.
And how'd that go?
Oh, great. He's like, I'm glad I called that guy.
Right.
So, we talked about this yesterday, but nobody could hear us. The helicopter.
Oh, yeah. That's...
Ingenuity. Dropped from the belly of the Mars Perseverance
belly
rover.
Belly of the beast.
It uses its battery charge mostly during the night because the Martian surface gets very, very cold. About minus 90 degrees Celsius, which is very, very cold. So it uses its internal battery to warm itself through the night. Charges early in the day when the sun comes back. And then we're about less than a week out for the first flight of the helicopter.
They're not going to be able to carry it live, though, are they?
Probably not, but it does have cameras all over it. Yeah. It does have a small piece of the Wright brothers' first plane on it. Cool stuff. So that's
I really dig it.
Your space crap for you nerds.
Nerds.
Let's go to Duke. Hey, Duke.
Hey, what's happening, Duke?
Morning, fellas. How's it going?
Good. How are you doing, Duke?
All right. I just want to comment on the subject that you guys talking about a while ago about the things that we do down south in the country people.
Yeah.
And it's black and white.
Right.
I got my niece and a lot of her friends, they like to go down to the creek and just run through the mud.
Yep.
And have mud all over them and all in their face and everything. And, you know, go out there and do wheelers in the truck, kicking mud all up on the truck and all that. You know, it's
good fun.
We find stuff to do in the South, you know. And, and what blew my mind the weekend, I was on the Northern Bypass, and these young cats had these psychedelic colored trucks.
Mm.
The real tall trucks that you see there. what they call the redneck people be driving.
Yeah.
Man, those things were so sharp, boy. I went over there and talked to them, and man, and those smooth trucks, they had the fancy rims on them, but they are way the hell off the ground now.
Yeah, you got to have a ladder to get up in them, Duke.
Oh, yeah, man, but they're new trucks.
Yeah.
They got them so flushed out, man, you know, and it just amazes me how these cats, man, just can afford that kind of stuff. And, dude, I said, man. Yeah, that old two or three house notes right there.
Oh, yeah. A friend of mine, he's got a $75,000 truck.
You know, they had the pre-meet going on in Montgomery last weekend.
Really?
So a lot of those cats came out of Florida and different places.
Where was it at, Duke?
The Northern Bypass at the...
At the track?
At the track down there, yes.
Man, why did you call us ahead of time, Duke?
I know, man. I'd have gone
in a minute.
Oh, no, Duke, you made the right decision. You invite Eddie to one of these things.
And he's showing up.
You know, and he shows up with the horse head on. It's just odd. Like, it's a good decision not to invite him.
Those guys tried to get me to come out. I said, no, my wife put me out. You know, that's why you young cats out there doing all that stuff, man.
That sounds like you're going to live a long, healthy life if you're going to treat your wife that way. That's smart.
Oh, you know, I got to be a good boy.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir, but I just thought about, you know, listening to you guys talk about what we do down south, and everybody just kind of do the same thing, you know. We, you know, get bored and have to find something to do in the country now.
Yeah, I like to go fishing in the dark.
Yeah. I miss the country, actually. The city's okay, but, you know, I just like my space.
Yeah,
I hear you.
Yeah. I agree with you 100%, Duke. I like seeing my neighbors, but I like being able to barely see them because they're that far away from me.
Yeah, you know, I might want to step around the house, you know, and in emergency sometimes, and nobody looking at me.
Well, and I had the realization, I like where I'm living right now. It's near the station in the Forest Hills area. But, I had a realization over the weekend that if I can hear them running that nail gun, putting up a new roof outside a couple houses down.
Uh-huh.
What can they hear in my house?
They hear you jamming, baby.
Yeah.
But once I become rich like you cats and everything, so yeah. I'm gonna get me a piece of land way out in the country. I'm having a drawbridge around it with alligators around it.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah, yes, sir.
I like that idea.
And they said I wanted a moat. A moat. I don't want a moat.
Yeah, I was going to say, Duke, you know, Trump wanted that moat, Duke. Now you're kind of being Trump-esque.
They said I wanted a moat with alligators and sharks.
Actually, what
are you? How's my buddy Jack doing, man?
He's doing well. He called me last night. I hired her and other things. And, yeah, he's doing well. No, when you get that new house, make sure when people ring your doorbell that once the button is pushed, you just...
I'm not going to have a doorbell.
Oh, nice. Okay. You don't even want a bell.
I'm going to have some way out by the gate. About 3 miles away, and I'm going to see you coming, and I'm going to shut it off.
Well, yeah, and you need to get P.G. Wodehouse, the old British novelist. He had, like, these... Jeeves was the butler. You need a Jeeves. Like, and he takes care of everything, you know. And he's trained in martial arts. He can, like, kill somebody with his thumb. It's great.
There you go. But to be honest, though, the older I get, I can do without people, though. Cause,
amen.
You know, I just sit back and watch people, man. People something else. Y'all are humans. I like animals better.
They're more trustworthy.
I get me some goats and cows and all the kind of animal all around the house, and I'll be happy.
Yeah, much more trustworthy.
Then when I want to talk to people, I go out and talk to them and visit them and whatever, come on back to the house. And,
well, no wonder we're becoming fast friends. It's like, I don't trust people, you don't trust people. Oh, good. Oh, cool.
It's a good thing.
Yeah, it's a wonderful thing.
See, Trump showed me how not to trust people even a little bit more. You know, I ain't throw something on anybody. Probably
go out. Sneak that in there.
And they said I wanted a moat.
Thanks, Duke.
Take care, Duke.
272-9228. Robert.
Hey, Robert. What's up, buddy?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, that was a shame the phones was down yesterday, but
everything
I'm
was
glad
down.
Y'all back. Oh, I mean, well, phones was the week before. Yesterday was the tower, but I'm glad you guys are back up. Hey, I just wanted to jump in here on some of this, you know, Georgia's new voting law.
Okay. Yeah,
ML, Major League Baseball.
Sure.
You know, I wanted to ask y'all, doesn't the taxpayers of that of each state that has a stadium like that, you know, when these, you know, pro NFL, pro baseball, isn't there a joint venture with the state?
It depends. And, but usually, yeah, these stadiums have some sort of state backing.
And I want to give a shout-out to the governor of Georgia. Hey, stand in there. Stand strong. Don't let them move you. There's nothing wrong with that law. But if MLB, you know, if Major League Baseball can't stand it and they got to get in on something they shouldn't be in, they ought to move their headquarters to Portland, Oregon, and just hang out up there because I think they need some jobs.
Yeah, they do.
And you know what? Down here in the South, we'll figure out something else to do with our baseball stadium. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we'll turn it into a football stadium.
Heck yeah.
Huh?
We'll turn it into another football stadium.
Nothing wrong with that.
Well, hey, but, you know, now if football wants to act, in other words, don't speak for the people. Because all you're doing, there ain't no upside. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
right.
You know, you didn't impress a Democrat, now they're going to watch baseball.
Right.
All you did is alienate half your crowd.
Or more. That's it. But you're right, Robert.
Or more. I really think more. But anyway, and then if you'll allow me to go on my rant, I want to talk about Delta.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You know, Atlanta's one of the biggest airports in the nation. It may not be the biggest, but it is big.
That's the highest volume in the nation, yeah.
Yeah. And I'm like, that's got to be a part of the state. You know, because you ain't telling me Delta come built the airport. No, they're flying planes.
Right.
But they didn't build the airport. And you know what? If we just say, hey, we don't want no Delta planes in Georgia, well, somebody will pick up that slack called, like, Eastern Airlines, JetBlue, whoever. It will keep happening. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, there's money to be made there.
So
you're right.
I would tell the governor of Georgia, I'd bow up on them if you can. And in fact, these actresses and actors, CEOs of these companies trying to bully our state, we need to stand up and say, take it elsewhere. And if you want to take it.
Oh, Robert. Thanks, buddy.
You never know. You never know what people are going to say, but thanks for the call.
Gets emotional sometimes.
Yep. Here, let's reset real quick.
Okay.
And we'll come back. More news and views from 9 till noon right after this.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Five things to remember about selling your home in this market. Buyers have been able to buy a larger, nicer home with low rates and favorable terms. Sellers have been able to maximize their equity and be able to sell their homes without losing money. But here are some steps to remember. Number one, clean and uncluttered homes sell faster and for more money. Number two, by offering to pay part of closing costs and offering a one-year warranty for the buyer will help sell your home faster. Number three, pricing the home for the current market will help sell your home faster. Number four, introduce your home to the market through internet, through Realtor.com, Zillow, Trulia, Facebook, LinkedIn. Number five, listing with the Goodson Group Realtor will improve your chances dramatically. We sell homes fast. We represent the best interest. We know how to market homes. For all the details, call the Goodson Group, 551-0225 or bogoodson@charter.net.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather. Well, hi, everybody. I have another great day to tell you about as our storm-free pattern continues for now, but some weather changes are coming up later in the week. Today, sunshine. Warming trend continues. High in the lower 80s. Tonight, mostly clear. Not as cool. Overnight, low 54. Tomorrow, high temperature in the low to mid 80s. Slight chance of showers by Wednesday afternoon. Scattered showers and thunderstorms by late Wednesday night, but becoming more likely Thursday. Thursday's high right around 80. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Don't miss the Brubaker Service Special with multi-point inspection, oil change, tire rotation, plus wash and vacuum for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Live, local talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. This is part of the program. In fact, this entire hour brought to you by Alabama Home Mortgage. Give Kim Williams and the team a call. Kim Williams, lovely, intelligent, Madeline as well. They can help you get that first-time mortgage, first-time home buyers. They can guide you through that home buying process. All starts with a pre-approval letter. That's the first step. You do not want to skip that first step because you're going to pay for it later. That's too many people go into the home buying process without being pre-approved, and it's just
Get their heart broken.
Yep. It is heartbreaking. But also, if you are looking to refinance that current mortgage, still time. You're leaving money on the table. You can save a lot of money, hundreds of dollars a month. Adds up to a lot, thousands over the course of the year, but not just the year. Think about the rest of your mortgage.
That's right.
I mean, that is a lot of savings, a lot of money that you're freeing up that you would be, well, sending to
the
bank, you know. Yeah.
Let's be honest, you'd be giving it away.
You know, why leave money on the table? At Alabama Home Mortgage, they'll get you right. You can skip up to two payments.
Two payments.
When you refinance your Alabama Home Mortgage, whether it's a VA home loan or FHA, conventional loan, jumbo size loan, they can do it all. So give them a call at 567-4223, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender. So there's a lot that we didn't get a chance to cover yesterday.
Why not?
All sorts of places we're able to talk about.
What happened yesterday?
You know, the tower.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's right.
But Ron DeSantis.
Yes.
Mr. Jacked and Tanned himself. He's probably, if you know things keep going the way they're going, he's going to lead the Florida exit campaign. Otherwise known as Flexit.
I was going to ask you what they're calling that, Flexit?
Flexit, Jacked and Tanned.
That's gonna stick. That's a good one.
No, and then their headlines say Trump seen DeSantis with his shirt off, and he's pretty jacked.
He's impressed?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, brother. Yeah. With our superpowers combined, brother, the cream will rise to the top.
I saw some of your old WWE clips with Mean Gene last night.
Oh, let me tell you something, Mean Gene.
It was a black duo that was going to wrestle Hulk Hogan. And it had to be, I'm guessing, late 80s, very early 90s.
Was it Coco Beware?
Did he
the guy
have
with the parrot?
Yes.
Yeah.
Say, did he have a bird? Yes, that's him. Yeah. Dude, those guys, I know they're cutting promos and it's acting and all, but those guys are pretty good actors,
oh,
man.
No. And that was back before it was really scripted. That's
right.
Good stuff. No, but DeSantis, because he is getting so jacked and tanned,
yeah.
brother.
Getting ready?
Mm-hmm. And he's had so much success in his state.
Mm-hmm.
Facing the same tragic, difficult times we've all been facing.
Yeah.
That, no good deed can go unpunished, especially in the eyes of the enemy of the people, the corporate press.
Okay.
Well, why are you using that Stalinist phrase? I thought you believed in the First Amendment.
Oh, I do, Lord. But it doesn't say anywhere in the First Amendment that I have to use my freedom of speech to, I don't know, brown nose NPR, brown nose 60 Minutes and CBS and NBC and ABC, mm-hmm. these hacks. Nowhere in the First Amendment does it say the New York Times and Washington Post must be the keepers of the truth and the flame of the narrative. Nowhere does it say that.
And you checked.
Yeah, I double-checked this morning. I was a little unsure of myself because these folks are a big deal.
Well, I know, and they got fact-checkers.
But just how far has 60 Minutes fallen? Seriously.
I can't even watch it no more.
No, it used to be appointment television. What, 30, 40 million people would watch
that thing? Honestly, for me, I grew up in my family watching 60 Minutes. It's something I won't say I inherited from my dad, but that's what I inherited.
Well, but not only have their ratings fallen off a cliff since their glory days.
Yeah.
Well, I would guess, 2 million, 3 million? Maybe more than that. Maybe I'm...
Their integrity?
Selling them short.
Fell off.
Right, so they did this hit piece on DeSantis, where they clearly edited his answer at a press conference.
Yep.
So, let's just send a mildly attractive reporter in, some tight pants and a nice jacket, and have her in her great best, mother knows best. Are you sure? There are people saying this is a pay-to-play scheme, Ronnie.
Hmm.
Are you sure? Because Publix gave you $100,000.
That's right.
And DeSantis just wipes the floor with her in the full answer. Oh, but there are people saying it's a pay-to-play. It's like, what is this theatric crap? We can see through it. We can see through it all the live long day. And thank God for everybody who's calling it out.
I am glad they're calling it out.
I'm amazed, though, that there are so many folks being trained like dogs. Though I'm sorry, we have a guest dog in the studio.
We do, Joey.
Trip, I'm sorry about that.
It's okay. I know.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to compare you to the morons who call themselves people. I'm sorry, Trip. But no, that was just another example of the constant hits put out by the corporate press. Hey, Trip, I know. I'm sorry. I'm sorry for comparing you to these dumb, dumb people. You're much sweeter than that and more honest. Thank you, Trip. Thank you. Yes.
100%.
Bye, Trip. But no, this is just over the top. And another example of if you are a rising star within the party, you will be hit in a particular way. And it doesn't necessarily mean, by the way, that Democrats are behind it.
No.
Look at the whole Matt Gaetz thing that's going on.
That's what I was just thinking.
It's very convenient. We'll see if any of that's true. Maybe it is. Maybe he's a big old creep. I've been calling him a shiny bastard for a reason for years. But it's interesting how after Matt Gaetz really goes after the Cheneys, and Liz Cheney in particular, all this stuff comes out about him. How convenient. So we'll see with DeSantis, with Gaetz, with others. And, without Trump on the scene, I am reminded how bad a lot of Republicans are at this messaging game. There are very few that are actually effective at this stuff. They're more like professional losers. And they enjoy playing that role. As long as, they get their wars and corporate bailouts. 272-9228. 272-9228. I'm going to hit a break here. But first, this part of the program brought to you by Physical Therapy and Balance Center of Prattville. Physical Prattville, physical spelled in a funky way, FYZICAL. Physical Prattville, they specialize there in helping folks get their balance and walking ability back. Dawn Sexton, she's the owner there and physical therapist, professional and just a down-to-earth person, like a long-lost friend you never knew you had. So give her and her team a call. She also works with a lovely lady named Nancy Alexander, who's her physical therapist assistant. Call them at 595-9990 and ask about a free balance test. You don't have to plan your life around your ability to get around, especially if it's basic things like hanging out with the grandkids or going to a ball game. Maybe you'd like to get back out there to a baseball game or a football game, the politics and the world notwithstanding. But I can't walk like I used to.
Right.
I feel worried about my ability to get around or stand up straight. A lot of
nervous about falling.
And you don't have to live that way. Dawn Sexton, the team there at Physical Therapy and Balance Center of Prattville, can help get you your balance back with cutting-edge technology, virtual reality testing and physical therapy, walking tracks where you're always strapped into a harness so you can really test your ability to get around without any fear of falling. So check them out today. Again, that number, 595-9990. That's Physical Therapy and Balance Center of Prattville. And be sure to tell them Joey sent you and ask about a free, yes, free balance test. You don't have to live this way. There is, a remedy to it.
Amen.
Yaz fan, coming back to you. Others, 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program.
to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hi, this is Dan with Dan Black Studios. Now is a great time to transfer your home videos and films during our April 40% off special. Whether you want a DVD or digital file on USB, call us today. We've been providing professional video services for over 30 years, and all work is done right here in Montgomery. Unlike those other stores that ship them off to, well, who knows where. Don't risk your one-of-a-kind treasures by shipping them out of state. Call Dan Black Studios today, 279-6036 or danblackstudios.net.
For years, Southern Bell's Cleaning Service has been earning the trust of families in the River Region. Callan and her crew believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. Southern Bell's uses hospital-grade cleaning products to kill germs and bacteria. Southern Bell's Cleaning Service brings all their professional hospital-grade supplies, arrives on time, and specializes in everything from residential to construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bell's today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning, River Region.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents. And Doug.
Breathe out and repeat after me. Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Your bird is eating my candles.
Your bird is eating my candles.
No, seriously, he's making a mess.
No, seriously, he's...
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Get a customized quote at libertymutual.com.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
In politics, man must learn to rise above principle. After damning politicians uphill and down dale for many years as rogues, vagabonds, frauds, and scoundrels, I sometimes suspect that, like everyone else, I often expect too much of them.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. 272-9228. Let's go to the phones. Well, hold on. Tommy Loren speaking at Clemson this week. Oh, good for Clemson. You know, I always find it, Tommy seems like a lovely person.
Yeah.
She's very attractive. But I always get a little put off when, you know, I work with mostly 60-year-old men. A lot of our callers are 60-something-year-old men.
Oh, yeah, in your radio career, yeah.
Right. Yes. Thank you for the clarification, Eddie. And it's just odd seeing like a 20-something-year-old blonde bombshell spouting the same talking points as a lot of, you know, 60-something-year-old men I know.
Very true.
It's like, you sound like my dad. You're kind of freaking me out, Tommy.
Maybe she's an old soul, Joey.
Possibly.
I mean, you're an old soul. It takes one to relate with one, right?
Yeah, well, I sound like Soren Kierkegaard, though.
All right, suddenly
Google. If you label me, you negate me, Eddie. Let's go to the phones, talk to Yazfan.
Hey, guys.
Hey, guys. How you doing, Yazfan?
Hey, how you doing, man?
All right.
Yeah, a friend of mine's trying to find a house, and I keep telling him to call you.
Tell him to call me.
I don't know if he's, you know, he's looking for something like he's eclectic, but, yeah. I keep telling him, he calls, like, he's like, yeah, I'll do it, but who knows, man.
Hey, quick question. Yazfan, aren't you a delivery driver? Have you noticed an increase, I'm sure you have, but since we've had COVID, have you noticed an increase in your volume of deliveries? Are more and more people ordering from home, taking advantage of the services like you offer?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's a really good business right now. It's time to get into it.
Now, with restaurants, as of April 9th, when we don't have to wear the mask anymore, do you think that's going to affect your business when more people can get out?
I don't know. I hope not, but, you know, you never know what, you know, one day or next is going to happen.
I'm just curious.
But I saw a meme on Facebook that's kind of funny, but actually, unfortunately, it's actually accurate. It says, if it walks like a duck, cracks like a duck, and acts like a duck, fact checkers say it's a squirrel.
It's a squirrel. That's exactly right.
Yeah. Or I was going to say a rabbit.
Yeah. Well, you know, they get everything wrong anyway. They don't know what they're talking about.
And by the way, you were sitting there, you know, about to carry out a line, and Eddie coughed all over your punchline. And Eddie, you know the rules.
If you're going to cough, please leave the room.
I'm sorry, no, I'm out. I'm out.
All right. Yeah, come on.
I'm out.
Come on, man.
Good job, Eddie.
Well, because of your handle, you're a big baseball fan, right?
Oh, yeah.
What do you think about what's been going on with Georgia lately?
Oh, I hate it, but... You know, I'm still a fan of the Red Sox, you know. And, you know, I like the old school Red Sox, you know, old school baseball. You know, my favorite player played the back in the 70s. You know, so, I mean, that was my team. You know, and also, I still follow the Red Sox. You know, I'll never stop. There's no way I'll ever stop following. But, you know, I'm not spending any money on them anymore either.
Right. Right. So. Well, I appreciate the call, Yaz fan.
Take care, buddy.
Have a good one, guys.
272-9228. Bob.
Hey, Bob.
Greetings and salutations this morning.
How are you doing, Bob?
I'm very blessed and thank you, and I hope you guys are too.
Hanging in like a hair in a biscuit.
Hey, listen. What do you think about this? I mean, y'all aren't Rick and Bubba, but, you know, Rick and Bubba, they have like a, I don't know, 3-minute time limit or something. Wouldn't that, in your opinion, I just want your comment, wouldn't that add to the program being able to allow more listeners to call in if there were a time limit on how long a person could speak to you? I just like your comments and views on that. I mean, to me, it would add because, I mean, there's some people that ramble on and on and on, and, you know, you've got other people that they're trying to get in and can't get in, and you give more people an opportunity. So please just, if you would, expound on your views on that.
Yeah, but when people ramble on and on, then I get calls about people rambling on and on.
Okay, well, touche. Touche. But, Joy, that doesn't add to the content of your program.
Oh, but you... Oh, au contraire, mon frère. Sometimes when we ramble, that's when the best stuff comes out. Especially with Karen at that party. I think that's when she got her first taste of tequila or something like that, is my guess.
There's a method to all the madness, evidently.
There you
go. Yeah, and then some days I'm just tired. But, yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Oh, well, but I think I know who you're talking about. Maybe a little Soldier Boy, Red Top, Papa Big Bill.
You
like everybody who's called
today. Everyone who's called?
Right.
Yeah. Well, not necessarily them per se, but there are people that they'll try to come up with their thought processes as they are speaking, and they will ramble on and on and on. I mean, to get past the point, so you're trying. I know you're trying to handle it. You know, like, I got to get another call, or maybe what's your point? I mean, you're tactful, but you know, I'm just looking at what would be for the betterment of your program.
Well, thank you, sir.
That's all I'm looking at.
I appreciate looking at.